This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Senator Chuck Schumer, along with Joe Biden at one point in time, are telling us if we don't pass the bill, if we don't have the funding for Ukraine, which is in the border bill, that eventually we're going to be fighting Russia with American troops. And while that could be an eventuality into the future somewhere, it doesn't seem to be an immediate issue, even though they say, well, maybe in a few years. But there are ways to get money to Ukraine that don't have to deal with passing a terrible, terrible, terrible border bill, my friends. And that, of course, means that you take that part out of the bill, vote on it separately. Let's vote on the border bill. That seems like a great solution in my book. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you as we move into hour number four of the program this morning. And, of course, don't forget the telephone number 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we've got several direct messages already. We sure appreciate those. And you can do that, too. Simply head over to kylewarrenshow.com. You'll find out more about the program, find me on social media, and all that good stuff. Well, it is the Tuesday edition, folks. And before we get in to more in the program this morning, I just want to say Denise Simon and I were talking last hour, and as we were having our conversation this morning, the news came over that Toby Keith has passed away at the age of 62. He was certainly just an amazing talent, songwriter, performer, singer. He was diagnosed with stomach cancer 3 years ago, and unfortunately now has succumbed to that battle with cancer at the age of 62. He's survived by his wife, Tricia Lucas. They have three children, daughters, Shelley, Roland, and fellow singer Crystal Keith, and his son, Stellan. He also had four grandchildren. So, folks, it's a very sad thing to report, but this just came breaking just a little while ago. And Toby Keith, you know, he's got a lot of great songs, very patriotic gentleman, and he's going to be missed, no doubt about that. And so we're sorry to be the bearer of some of the sad news this morning, as perhaps you're just waking up. But he was one of the good guys, everybody. He was certainly one of the good guys. And as I said, he will be missed. And we'll see if we can't get a Toby Keith song going this week here and try to remember him a little bit. So again, Toby Keith, 62 years old, has passed away. Well, folks, once again, telephone number, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And one of the things about this border bill, as we've been talking about this morning, is that it would take away the ability of states like Texas to challenge things about the policies that were made, about what's in the bill, to be able to challenge that in state, federal state court. They'd have to go to the D.C. court specifically under all circumstances. The D.C. court would have the sole jurisdiction over these kinds of things. And so what that does, it really does, you know, take away the ability to make a legal challenge, as is our right, our tradition, and our ability to redress government in that regard. So this deal altogether is a terrible deal. And that's exactly what it is. And what we're hoping, of course, it's going to be dead on arrival, I believe, in the House, if it ever gets out of the Senate at this point. But they are really trying to put on the pressure, my friends. They're really trying to make it seem as though if you don't pass this border bill, Joe Biden doesn't get the power. The invasion, according to Al Sharpton, is going to continue, even though there is a de facto invasion going on. Now you got people like Sharpton jumping on this bandwagon, but he's not jumping on the conservative bandwagon, not by a long shot. He's jumping on the bandwagon of you got to put pressure onto these senators. You got to make it so that they're going to have to knuckle under to vote for this thing. We got to stop this madness, stop this chaos. And they'll cite so many of the things that conservatives cite about the border crisis. But they're not trying to do what conservatives are trying to do. They're trying to get this bill passed, which gives, a lot more power than would possibly be necessary for Joe Biden. He's got a lot of power right now. He's not using it because he just doesn't want to. He wants to goad you in to try to pass this bill. All right. Well, folks, before we head out to the break here, I think we got Todd in Tampa. Good morning, Todd. How are you this morning?
Kyle, doing outstanding, doing a great job. Let's get down to business here. Yeah, let me just say something. Who in your, not you, Kyle, but who in America is the idiot that's voting for Joe Biden? Who in the idiot? You wouldn't let Joe Biden run your kid's lemonade stand. The guy can't walk, he can't talk, he can't do anything, but there's Joe Scarborough out there. Well, Joe, the guy sucks. The guy, you know, they're having the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. They fired the head coach at mid-season, Josh McDaniel. They fired him, and they told him to hit the bricks. Okay? They fired coaches, Frank Reich at the Carolina Panthers. They fired him at mid-season. Joe, you should have been fired in the first year of your presidency. You suck. Okay? You suck. And then the coach doesn't go out and blame the previous coach. I want to blame the ownership. I want to blame the previous coach. I want to blame Donald Trump. No. The buck stops with you, Joe. And you suck. You're doing it terrible. And Al Sharpton, you're selling out blacks. They're letting illegals come across the border. You don't need this bill. Joe is letting illegals come in. And who are these illegals' jobs they're going to take? They're going to take African-Americans' jobs, you fake, phony reverend. You ain't no reverend. You're a disgrace to America, just like the rest of you. And Donald, you don't need to be debating. You don't need to be debating Joe Biden. You can't put two sentences together. Have a press conference at 6:15 on national radio and tell him what's in this bill and tell him Joe Biden needs to be fired. And Taylor Swift, nobody wants to hear you.
Thanks, Todd. Take care. Thanks for calling. All right, we do have a little Toby Keith taking us out to break this morning, everybody. Remembering Toby Keith this morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Through this Thursday morning edition. Good morning to you if you're just starting to wake up and see the new day dawning here. It's a lot of fun this morning here on this Thursday edition. And we are going to be talking, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, so definitely stay tuned. We're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's with Concerned Veterans for America. We speak with them every Thursday morning at the bottom of the hour of hour number 4 or 5:30 a.m. Eastern time, basically. Again, he's with Concerned Veterans for America, cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A. .org, and we always have so many great things to talk about, what they're doing to help our vets, and what they're doing also to influence policy, and right now, again, for our active military, and right now, what's happening, especially in Syria, our troops are always under threat, and of course, we had those airstrikes the other day in response to attack, and also some injuries, one very serious, we understand, for one of our military's members. This is not acceptable, is it, folks? Is it? And so they're there, they're in harm's way, and what can we do about it? These are some of the things we talk about with Jimmy T. Smith. So begin, be sure, I should say, stay tuned for the bottom from Jim as well, talking about Haley, you know, is kind of following the money. I think you probably have a good point there. But again, if the Nikki Haley issue is not so much you know, whether or not she's going to go get the nomination or make it more tough on Trump to do that, because there just doesn't seem to be a path for her right now. And that's not meant to say there shouldn't be a primary, there shouldn't be have a process or anything like that. But what I am saying is I think this may be one of the times in history where we have a very unique time. It's almost akin to having an incumbent president, and you typically always renominate the incumbent president. And typically, if there's a little bit of problem with that, you can run into some real issues down the road. For example, in 1980, you had Ted Kennedy at that time wanting to seriously try to primary Jimmy Carter. And whereas Ted Kennedy was not going to win the nomination at that point, and again, I think very similar that there wasn't a path. There was an issue, I think, with party unity. There was the Carter malaise. There was all kinds of things happening because of the Jimmy Carter presidency that I think the writing was just on the wall. Ronald Reagan was able to really ride that wave, and indeed he did. I don't know that Nikki Haley has the same basic effect in this go-around, but I think it can be somewhat tangible because party unity is going to be the key. And I think that to the extent to which Nikki Haley will support President Trump, hopefully it goes, again, assuming he becomes the nominee, hopefully it goes a little bit further than holding your nose and supporting Trump, because this uphill slog that the GOP has in front of it is going to be very, very difficult, no matter what. It doesn't matter that how much Biden falters. It doesn't matter in some regards in terms of the economy. All those are going to factor in and ultimately, I think, cause a lot of people who said to themselves, I will never vote for Trump again, or I just don't want to vote for Trump again, or I just don't want either of these people to be on the ticket. You know, Republican and Democrat, I just don't care. I don't want them there. But I think when it all comes down to business here, when it all gets boiled down, people are going to say to themselves, none of this stuff is working right. In fact, and I mentioned in one of the previous hours here, 50 Cent is now saying to the mayor of New York via his social media, I believe, but he's saying that he's talking about the $53 million giveaway of the cash cards and whatnot to the immigrants and the migrants rather in New York City, and he's saying, please explain this to me. I don't understand. How does this work? You know, somebody explain. Then he says, can't explain this. I'm stuck. Maybe Trump is the answer. But evidently, according to this report, it may have been deleted at this point. But nevertheless, that speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, maybe Trump's is the answer. I think this is going to go into the calculus in a lot of people's brains about this, because they're looking at the reality. They're looking at the border. And as we were mentioning earlier when I in segment one, and Todd in Tampa was chiming in there too, but you know, you get people like Al Sharpton saying stuff like this, and they know that there's a crisis. And now they're hoping that they can play on that crisis in order to get you to say, oh, well, yeah, the crisis. Well, we better vote for this, or put pressure on to vote for this bill. Whereas, of course, it would be a total disaster to vote for the bill and to put it into play. But I like what Jim Jordan said. He's saying, let the American people decide. This from The Hill. Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, of course, Republican, pushed back on the bipartisan Senate border security deal released this week, saying Congress shouldn't consider it and instead make the issue the center of the 2024 election. And he says, Joe Biden is not going to fix a problem that he purposely created, Jordan claimed on a Fox Business interview show on Monday. He urged the Congress to withhold federal funds for any immigration processing, effectively closing the U.S. to all migrants without exception. One sentence he proposed, no money can be used to process or release into the country any new migrants. That's the sentence he wants added into this. But, you know, if he's talking about let the American people decide, again, he means about the election itself. And, you know, we keep hearing about how the Democrat Party elite, how the Democrats, party structure, how they are the sole guardians of democracy in our country. They're trying to save us from Donald Trump. They're trying to save our democracy, they love to say. Well, what seems more democratic than actually having that be the central issue? And in so many ways it will be, it's de facto the big issue, along with the economy, along with foreign policy, along with the idea of maybe we're going to be embroiled in a bigger war with Iran, no matter what the administration says. We're going to continue to see the world burning down in front of us. So, I don't know, there's so many, quote, central issues in this upcoming election. But honestly, these aren't going to be referendums. They will be. It'll be a referendum on the Joe Biden presidency as much as it's going to turn out to be a referendum on the Trump presidency. Because when you get people like 50 Cent, for goodness sakes, who are saying, oh, well, maybe Trump's the answer. You know, when in reality, I don't think he's ever been a big Trump fan, as far as I know. But that's the point here. The idea of starting to win people over. And not just that, well, this is just the last resort in the sense that, well, there are no other good options. I actually think people are going to be looking at this, all these different aspects, foreign policy, the border issue, all these things, the economy, and they're going to say, you know, 4 years ago, I did feel like things were better. I could do my business better. I could make more money. I had more confidence. Things seemed to be working better. That's a real tough thing to try to go out and convince people. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. All right, folks. Oh, and one other thing. NASA has now announced there's a super Earth exoplanet orbiting in a habitable zone, evidently. It's only 137 light years away from Earth, but MSNBC, Democrat Party elite, Hillary Clinton, take note. Possibly just your own world to go conquer. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
U.S. Just a news update. Republicans say they will block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposal includes laws to revise immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short. The flood watch covering San Diego County has been extended until 10 Tuesday night, courtesy of the latest storm making its gradual descent from other regions of Southern California into San Diego.
The Pacific jet stream is pushing all this moisture and atmospheric river into our region. So this will be a slow-moving, prolonged period of rain.
Alex Tardy with the National Weather Service. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, but Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention the 75-year-old commenced regular treatments Monday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, 949-872-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. As we continue to race across your radio dial, landing right smack dab on your radio dial, as it were. And, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. And we have a lot more to talk about as we continue. Well, I'll tell you this. It looks like... Again, the whole idea of Bidenomics, we understand, is really just completely falling flat. And we know this because, you know, Donald Trump continues to really stand out in these polls and really be able to open up some pretty good daylight here. This from Fox News. President Biden's having a difficult time competing with former President Trump on issues such as the economy and the border. Well, we know that. Despite recent job growth numbers and slowing inflation, Biden trails Trump, the frontrunner for the GOP presidential nomination, by 23 points when voters were asked who would be a better candidate to handle the economy. Now, this is from an NBC News poll. NBC. Let me say that again. NBC. And by 23 points there. Those numbers come despite Biden's recent argument that his administration's economic policies are starting to work. telling voters in Michigan on Thursday that inflation is coming down, quote unquote, and that they had, quote, created 800,000 manufacturing jobs. Despite that, 55% of registered voters said they believe Trump would be the better candidate to steer the economy compared to 33% who chose Biden. Trump also boasts large leads over Biden when it comes to securing the border, plus 35 points on that. Having the necessary mental and physical health to be president, plus 23. On dealing with crime and violence, plus 21. The former president also has a double-digit leads over Biden when it comes to being competitive and effective, plus 16. And on improving America's standing in the world, plus 11. It's interesting that on just about all these things, you know, we were all told back during the 2020 election that Joe Biden and the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, were the adults. They were going to come back. They were going to put everything right. We wouldn't have any of these problems. Otherwise, Trump is going to crash the economy and World War III will commence. Well, I got to tell you, this seems to me, folks, that we're actually living out that scenario right here. And I'm not, I'm not trying to be flip. I'm really not, because what we're seeing happen in the Middle East, what we're seeing, and of course the deaths of three of our service people at the hands of Iran-backed groups, which is basically Iran, ultimately, is just devastating. You know, this just can't happen. But under the Biden administration and the projection of the mentality that they put out into the world, it's unfortunately not surprising at this point. And because I really do think, and it's not about trying to have a unpredictable, crazy president in the White House as a general rule. I think a president has to project stability. They have to project leadership. They have to project the idea that they're not going to be rattled by something and that they're going to make the tough call. And no matter what party they're from, that's what America needs overall. But now Trump is, you know, so many of those things, but he's also, I think, a little bit unpredictable. But in this particular case, I think that that actually works to his favor. I think it works to his favor with countries like Iran and even potentially countries like Russia and even China. They're not exactly sure what he's capable of. And by that, I don't mean he's going to press the button, you know, that kind of, I don't believe that. That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is that he may be unorthodox in how he would project that leadership, project that strength, project that stability. Because in this very, very dangerous world, you need to be able to show that you're unwavering in your support for your allies, that you're unwavering in your resolve to stand up to the bad actors. And that's why, you know, all this dancing around with Iran, you know, we don't want a war with Iran. That is like, I mean, you know, that's not just in the binder, that's like on the front of the binder. Okay, it's probably plastered on the wall back there at the press briefing room as well, in giant letters, writ large, so that Karine Jean-Pierre never forgets to say it, or John Kirby never forgets to say it. We do not want a war with Iran. Well, Iran certainly seems to want a war with us in some fashion, right? And again, it's that stability and a little bit of, well, we don't know exactly what Donald Trump is going to do. That helps to keep the foes in check to a great degree. And it doesn't necessarily have to just be Trump. I mean, it could be Ronald Reagan, for example. You know, this is a part and parcel of, I think, why Reagan was so successful and the ability to project American strength for our interests, for our allies. That's an important thing around the world. And the resolve to say, you know, I don't care what you do. We're going to continue on, and we're going to make it so difficult for you. For example, Soviet Union, we're going to make it so difficult for you that you're going to crumble. And so that's why, you know, you can say, well, it's just so reactionary and it's just so escalatory to continue to develop the Strategic Defense Initiative back in those days, right? Otherwise known as Star Wars. And that was the moniker given to it. But I'll tell you this, because it comes right from the mouth of Gorbachev. I remember watching a documentary back in the day where Gorbachev said he knew when it was kind of, and I'm just paraphrasing here, but he kind of knew when this was all kind of done, that they weren't going to be able to win and continue on their path, that they were kind of on the road to ruin. I'm just paraphrasing this. And they said, well, how did you know that? And he said basically one word. He said, Reykjavik. That was it, Reykjavik. Because at the summit at Reykjavik, that's where Ronald Reagan said, nope, we're not going to give up the Star Wars thing. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep building that. Whether it, quote unquote, works or not, you know, I mean, in the grand scheme of things. And yeah, they developed a lot of technologies and so forth. But at that point, that really wasn't even the point. The point was you were striving to do something like that, where you could have a better capability of trying to shoot down a ICBM or a multiple reentry vehicle or something. But that continued to make the Soviet Union have to deal with the United States from the U.S. position of strength, basically. And so that's the kind of resolve you have to project, not just to your friends, but to your foes and your potential foes. And that's not what Joe Biden does. All this, you know, sort of roundabout way of getting to the idea that what Joe Biden has been doing now is actually put us so far, you know, back. It's put us so behind the eight ball that it's not even funny. And I don't even know. I mean, I don't know one person other than Donald Trump and maybe, you know, some of these other candidates that came out. But in a rhetorical way, who would want to be president? Who would want to be able to have to come in and deal with this amount of chaos and mess? Because, you know, most politicians would say, well, I don't want to do that. That's going to make me look bad. You know, this may be insurmountable, you know, this kind of thing. But I don't think Trump thinks like that. I really don't. And, again, presuming he's the nominee, I think he's got a lot to say on the campaign trail. He's got a lot to say if Joe Biden would ever debate him. And, of course, Joe Biden says, well, I'm sure he wants to debate me. He's got nothing else to do, says Joe Biden. And they know for a fact, you know, that they can't let Joe Biden go out and debate anybody at this point. And then again, this is why they don't want him on the Super Bowl, the traditional Super Bowl interview, because they know that that's not going to work so good. Okay, well, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming back for the final segment of the Tuesday edition. So sit tight. We're coming right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement
replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
No, 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 we're not going to bed anytime soon. But Joe Biden, he can do that. No worries there. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Tuesday edition of the program. It's been a great program, by the way, all morning long. We got a lot of great calls. We got a lot of great direct messages as well. And we really appreciate that. You can head over to my home website, Kyle Warren Show. com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can also find me on Facebook and also on X, otherwise known as Twitter. I love what Denise Simon says about the about X. She says, "No, I'm just going to call it Twitter." So, and of course, we all know exactly, you know, what that means. It just, you know, that's fine. So I'm with Denise on that. But once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about. This from Fortune, after Jamie Dimon warns of market rebellion, and he's from J.P. Morgan, I believe, against a $34 trillion national debt, Fed's Jerome Powell says it's past time for, quote, an adult conversation about unsustainable fiscal policy. Well, that's the right sentiment, don't you think? That is the right sentiment. A lot of that has to do, I think, with making some cuts, right, in spending. But we've gotten to the point where there's so much spending, even to suggest a cut means that somehow you're trying to deprive somebody of something. You're a this or a that, you're a nest or something. Something is wrong with you if you want to have any kind of substantial cuts, because we have almost a $34.2 trillion national debt. And again, from this article, some of the biggest figures in the world of finance have been speaking out, but few expected Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to address the issue, at least until this weekend, when Powell spoke about the debt on CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday. In the long run, the U.S. is on an unsustainable fiscal path. Wow. Even as the U.S. economy avoided a widely forecast recession in 2023, according to the article, record government spending and lower tax receipts led the national debt to surge to an all-time high. And that trend has continued into this year. The U.S.'s government debt-to-GDP ratio, a measure of total public debt to economic growth, has surged from just over 100% in 2019 to over 120%. That's down from the COVID-era peak of 133%. But as Powell put it, the government's debt is still, quote, growing faster than the economy. This means it's now, quote, past time to get back to a, quote, adult conversation among elected officials about getting the federal government back on a sustainable fiscal path. Yeah, well, and by the way, I just want to put my two cents in here. And that is, I don't think that means we need to have some kind of wealth tax or something that we don't. It's not about more taxes. See, I think Democrat Party officials, party officials, they hear this and they think, you know, we probably have to get more taxes. You know, we probably haven't. You know what? Somebody's not paying their fair share. Let's go out there. Here's the memo, everybody. And through the magic of radio, you can hear the memo being readied. That is, you know, here's the memo. Go out and tell everybody that somebody else is not paying their fair share, and just rile people up against one another and make them hate one another and make them be envious of one another, and then we'll just sit back and say, see, we're trying to do the right thing here. We're just going to raise those taxes. It's all going to be good, and there won't be any other big effect on the economy after we do that. And, of course, that's all complete, that doesn't work at all, right? But what could work is, expanding the tax base or, getting other kinds of things going like that, where you've got more taxpayers, you're going to make more revenue. But at the same time, just like people like you and me, we have to sit and make those decisions, usually at the kitchen table, right? That's why they call them a kitchen table budget. Usually at the kitchen table, that you have to sit there and say, okay, well, and it's not just how do we rob Peter to pay Paul. It's what are the actual decisions we have to make in order to be sustainable? Because unlike the federal government, you and I can't run up our deficit ad nauseum, ad infinitum, into the stratosphere to infinity and beyond, right? We can't do that. Although there is sort of a mini version of that, which has been going on for consumers over a period of time here, and that is dipping into whatever savings you might have in order to maintain spending, or dipping into credit cards in order to maintain spending, and that has a real limit to it. Eventually, that becomes unsustainable. In fact, and basically this is a very alarming statistic as well, you've got many businesses. In 2023, business bankruptcies surged 58%. And whereas we were talking with Chris Markowski about this as well, whereas that might have a lot to do with some mismanagement and other kinds of things that can lead to failure. But a lot of times when it's not sustainable because you can't make ends meet in your business, you know, in your store or that kind of thing, the receipts just aren't coming in because people aren't spending. And so what do you have to do? You have to raise your prices. I've mentioned this before as well. You know, go out to a casual dining restaurant. It starts approaching $50 for two people to have lunch. Well, that's a game changer. You know, hey, I'd like to, you know, I'll get a salad or I'll get a burger and fries or something. And suddenly it's, you know, 40 something dollars, and that's just the bill. It doesn't include your tip or anything like that. And so I think that's a real game changer. And it's a real game changer too when people go to the store. They can't keep, you know, just going up in their credit and going up in their borrowing in order just to be able to go to the grocery store the same way that they do or have been doing for their family. I'm not talking about just indulging yourself. I'm talking about just getting the food for your family that you need for that week in order to, you know, to have dinner on the table, that kind of thing. That's huge. But again, this is a very, very important issue with the deficit. And that also should be one of the central issues, because where do we go from here? It's, you know, we hear all kinds of things about sustainability. Well, at $34.2 trillion, doesn't seem to be too sustainable, especially when something else happens. Something else occurs. And our country needs to do to react. It won't be able to in so many different ways. But again, I think Democrats will go do this, tax the rich, or we're going to come up with this weird capital gains tax thing. This goes beyond the pale, you know, to say what's the value of the things that you have, and those values may have changed over time. So now, as for your taxes, we're going to include that. And you know, the example I always think of is, you know, you got this. I had a friend a long time ago who had a Matchbox car collection, and it was just, you know, immaculate. It was, was really, ended up selling it. And, you know, so the idea is like, well, what's your toy collection worth? You know, it's gone up since last go around. So guess what? You're responsible to pay the tax on the difference. That kind of stuff is not the answer. The answer is to make substantial cuts in spending, and to stop the constant running up of borrowing for this country. And you know, we can review things. We can review how much money you're sending to Ukraine. You can review how much money different programs are taking. That doesn't seem to be sacrilegious, kind of a thing where government is concerned. But unfortunately, to many on that side of the aisle, it does. It's exactly like that. It's like you're insulting them and you're just not following. You're not following the right path. Well, the current path is going to take us to financial ruin, and we're not going to have that on our watch. And that's why, folks, that's why elections matter. That's why we're talking about the things we do here on the program. And that's why, you know, I have a very positive outlook for where our country can go. And certainly not a dim view, but a very hopeful view, because that's what America's about. That's what we're capable of in this country, my friends. All right, Tuesday edition coming to a close. Thanks for being with us all the way through hour number four here. So now, folks, head out there, make it a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.